If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
All right. All rise. How are you doing? You well? You well? You well? As you well, beloved? As you well? How are you doing? Happy Halloween! and so on. Oh my god, I went to the worst fucking pumpkin patch. I've only ever been to one. So if I was actually, if I was being, say, a xenophobe. No, why did I have to say that? No, do you know what I mean? No, I mean, I've only met one, and I wasn't fond of them. So I can't possibly be like, okay, I hate all pumpkin patches. That'd be, it's not racist. No, the reason I say that is there was a black guy, oh my god, why am I talking about this now? There was a black guy in my school, and he's the only black man, boy at the time, that I'd ever met for a while, and I didn't like him, you know? And it was nothing to do because he was black. I don't remember what he did. He did something to me that annoyed me, right? And some people liked him, some people didn't like him. Do you know what I mean? But it's not, you know, it's not like I made my mind up after hanging out with him about all black people. Do you know what I mean? So I shouldn't say this. How am I doing this? So the same thing shouldn't be said about, but maybe other pumpkin patches are good. You know? He's a great guy. I don't know why we didn't, whatever. Boys would be boys, right? And I must have been hard for him. You know, I should have been more considerate. You know? I never slag him, and I never said anything about him being black, you know, or didn't, I never like, said any, you know, I didn't even view him. It's not like I did not view him as black, but I didn't say anything about him. You know, we never made jokes about him or anything like that. And when people did, I said that was bad. So, you know, but I still didn't like him. But anyway, look, how are you doing? Went to this pumpkin patch. Kevin McGarren very generously gave me and my wife tickets to a pumpkin patch. It was a star-studded affair. Went out to this place. I went in pristine white trainers, you know. Didn't really think that after 5 days of pure rain that I wasn't thinking. And then I was annoyed because I got a really good set of Columbia boots. They're Gore-Tex. So I, you know me, I'm a woodsman. I'm a man of the bush. And I would have liked to have, you know, worn my good boots out there, waterproof, and they're Gore-Tex and they're breathable. I don't know how that works. But hey, I'm not a scientist. So we go out to this pumpkin patch, and I'd say one of the more overstaffed pumpkin patches. There was three people there. There was two kind of people telling you where to drive, and there was a witch walking around. And the witch was a lovely woman. But she was like, "Do you want to get a picture with the witch?" And the kids were like, "No." Because we met other friends, there were kids. And the kids were like, "Nah, that's okay." Okay. And then there was kind of a maze, and there was a load of pumpkins on the ground. And the guy couldn't have been more emphatically saying, take as many pumpkins as you can, he said. Not even as much as you want. Take as many pumpkins as you can, because there were loads of pumpkins, and they were all rotten. They were pretty rotten by the time we got there. Now, we went late. You know, we went, day before Halloween, which isn't the best time to get your pumpkin. But we went there, and then there was, which was really weird as well. Then there was kind of like a playground, and it was a tree full of fake severed limbs. And then there was kind of, you know, those like tortoise shell sand pits someone had put it dome side up. So with the dome at the top, you know, like not upside down. It wasn't like a bowl. It was dome side up, right? Had punched it down to make it concave rather than just turn it around. They had punched it down to make it concave, and it was full of dirty water and apples with half bites taken out of them. And it was obviously like air bubble for apples. And I'm like, wasn't COVID like, you know, like a year and a half ago? Could you imagine? Let's all put our kids' faces in this, you know? But I have to say, we absolutely fleeced them for pumpkins, took three. Again, I was carrying three pumpkins on my back the whole time, right? And Terry had also brought a picnic. And guess what? That means fucking another sack of glass jars because we're BPA free in our house. So I'm here clinking away with a fucking ball bag of pumpkins. And it was a ball bag. They gave me kind of a mesh ball bag. And I was apt and trodden through mud in my pristine white trainers. So it was certainly a sight. But Sunny had a great time, you know. Indy too. She was just kind of like staring away, you know. And the other kids we were with, they were having a great time running around in between the pumpkin patch. Wasn't very scary. Best thing that happened was, I tell you the scariest thing happened. We were eating a little picnic. Chickens are getting very fucked. Chickens were getting fucking fresh. Chickens were getting very fucked. There was chickens there, and the witch was feeding them corn. And then the chickens started coming over and like pecking it away under our table. You know? And I'm like, these chickens. I was like, do you not know how this goes, bro? You're getting very fucking comfy here. Do you know I'll eat you? Like, I'll literally eat you. And I don't think I could say that about any of my enemies, apart from you. I will eat you if you keep up this malark. Now, I know it'd be a real... It'd be a weird thing. Like, obviously, you can go into the shop and buy a chicken, you know? But you can't, like, go to someone's farm and kill their chicken. You know, that would be as egregious as anything, killing their dog. They'd be like, what the fuck did you do? But I'm like, you know, we kill chickens all the time. I wasn't going to kill the chicken or stomp on it or anything like that, but they were getting very fresh. But I don't know what I was expecting at the pumpkin patch. I was expecting kind of like maybe some, I was expecting a bit more order. You know, you go there, cross over a little bridge, you know, there's a pumpkin maze. That was just a hay bale maze that the kids found. We thought the kids would be occupied for a while. They found their way out really quick. It was also like, I mean, my kid's three and he could see over the top. Do you know what I mean? They could have done another layer of hay bales. Then you go into like, there was a tree with some severed limbs hanging from it. And then another area that we actually weren't supposed to go into, but it just wasn't cordoned off, where they had like an old camper van and all the rubbish. And we were like, oh, is this meant to be spooky? It looks really real. And I was like, oh, no, this is just a tip. And then there was like a kind of a grazing area, kind of a pigsty, essentially, because it was so mucky. And a lot of pumpkins piled up with more baby spiders than I've ever seen in real life. You know. And but we had a great time. I don't know what I was expecting. I think I was expecting like more order, like more like rows of pumpkins, a big pumpkin maybe. The biggest pumpkin? Pumpkin's a great word, but I'll tell you this. Pumpkins fucking suck, bro. Here, hot take. Pumpkins fucking suck. Can we not get some other fucking vegetable to prop up the month of October other than a pumpkin? A pumpkin. And all the Halloween songs are about pumpkins. I'd love to hire some songwriter and be like, hey, we need five songs about Halloween. Take the afternoon. And then just pop in halfway through and be like, oh, by the way, sorry, the boss says he doesn't want any mentions of pumpkins. You just hear your man blow his brains out in the conference room. Because you can't do it. It's a whole month prop. Can we not do anything else? Potatoes. Broccoli. Like, there's pumpkin soup. Pumpkin spice, which is not pumpkin spice. Which is not pumpkin. Do you know what I mean? There is nothing. We've bought in on, like, oh, yeah, pumpkins and all. Pumpkins fucking suck. We have the option. You know the way you know like dickhead boyfriends that are like, you know, and I'm not doing that for Valentine's Day. No, look, I'm not going to have anyone tell me what day to celebrate my mom. Like, you know, I'll pick that day. And what day did you pick this year, dickhead? No, like, I do other things, you know. In the same vein as that, you know, or I don't really like Christmas, you know, I'll choose when to give my mates presents. Okay, great. How's that been working out for you? How many presents have you got so far? You know, like we can choose at any point to make October about potatoes if we want to. You know, chips. Now we're having our Halloween chips. Now we're having our scary witch hair. All right, a couple of curly fries, crispy onions. You know, onions. Why isn't there a fucking October? Should be all about onions. Should be onion soup. It should be like onion rings. You know, it's kind of the same kind of like autumnal. If you're looking for like an autumnal basket, you know, a watercolor or an oil painting of an autumnal basket, a lot of onions in a bowl is as good as a bowl of pumpkins. Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't really know. I do know. Fuck pumpkins. I don't know how the pumpkin lobby, how strong are the fucking pumpkin lobby? A bunch of jack-o'-lanterns. They're burning the ear off the fat cats in Washington. A bunch of bloody, you know, big long leg pumpkin boys in Congress filibustering about, you know, what I don't know. Now listen, pumpkin does have a lot going for it. You know, look, we're going to look at the both sides here, right? It's got a big face, which I like in a woman, okay? It's got a big, strong face, big head, right? You could picture that head resting on your shoulder, giving you bruises like my wife's head does, right? Because it's so big. You know, you can picture that. Strong, iconic color, the orange. I mean, the whole kind of autumnal season is partially, you know, the color scheme is due to the pumpkin. The October orange color scheme belongs to the pumpkin, you know. And you would have no Halloween songs. Pumpkins on the bus. All right, if you had to guess, right? All right, the pumpkins on the bus go. What would you think? The pumpkins on the bus go. I would say, ha, ha, ha. You know, kind of a cackling pumpkin. But look, up to yourselves, whatever you would think. Sonny thinks that Alexa is kind of like a what-if machine. He just makes up songs. It's like, Sonny, you know, Alexa, play Monsters on the Bus. And then there was three different versions of Monsters on the Bus, you know? Witches on the Bus go, he, he, he. The zombies on the bus now, I really didn't like the sound. It sounded like these zombies need to nut big time, these zombies. It was like the zombies on the bus go, it's an awful noise. Awful noise. But the pumpkin patch was a bit shy. We had a good time though. Tell you what, got stuck in the mud. Got stuck in the mud trying to get out and had to get pulled off by a tractor. Tractor had to come and pull us out. And I tell you what, I was in there, I was stuck in the mud, and I was like, don't know what's happening here. I'm kind of feeling like I'm losing a bit of traction. And then Terry was like, just floor it. I think you need to floor it. And I was like, really? I'm pretty sure that's the opposite. So I start flooring it, and all of a sudden the bonnet just goes, see it dipping down. And tell you what, I shouldn't have taken that advice, because I no longer need to take advice from my wife, because I passed my fucking driving test. It's done. It's fucking done. It is done. I feel like I'm left. I feel like this is the end of a horror film and I'm left fucking quivering and shaking after mashing into the skull, the killer. And they have to fucking pull me off the thing and I'm like, and I'm covered in blood. His face is mashed into the ground like a pumpkin. Like a smashed pumpkin. You know? It's done. It's fucking done. I never have that. I tell you, I turned into my dad big time. I was trying to lay on the charm with my driving instructor. She was like, how are you today, Anthony? Because that's what they call me for legal things. And I was like, say her name was Florence. I was like, I'm good. And sorry, what's your name? Florence. And how are you today, Florence? Do people ever ask you that? You know. And she's like, actually, no. Do you know, people don't ask me that. I am very good. I'm actually in a good humor. So, great. See, you're wearing the rain jacket there. Thank God. Absolutely flooding out there. Perfect day for a driving test. Oh my God. Like laying on like that. I'm the sort of person that cringes at that kind of shit. Do you know what I mean? Pretending to be more like kind of a more basic man than I am. Oh, could you believe the bloody weather? I think, oh my God, I'm about to come. You know that you do that voice sometimes, you're about to come. Oh my God, can you believe me? You know? And she's like, oh, I know. This is me. And I was like, how many of these do you have to do a day? And she goes, 9. I'm like, 9? Oh my God, you're not exhausted? And I was like, oh, well, I suppose you're probably not as nervous as most of the people that come in here, you know? And she's like, oh, you'd be surprised. And we're laughing our asses off before we even start. And it turns out that's to my advantage, because as soon as we get into some of the road signs, she's like, what's that? And I'm like, and she goes, you're right, speed limit. And I was like, yes, Flo, yes. You and me are in this fucking together. I think this is going to go very well, you know. I'm going to keep you afloat with the charm. You just keep giving me the answers. No, she just got me off to a good start. I think she knew that sometimes you can get a bit nervous if you start off, you know, on the wrong foot. Then went out to the car, had a look in the engine, did all that good stuff, went off, did a drive. I tell you, I had two epiphanies, though, with the driving test. I was done for observation the last time, right? Not being observant, not looking properly. And this is going to sound so dumb. There was two things that clicked, right? I was driving around the car with Google Maps on, just giving me instructions, you know? So it would say, you know, turn left. And then I would, like, you know, check the mirrors, you know, then indicate left, you know, and then position and all that stuff after, you know, and then quick check to the right and all that stuff. So it was responding as Google would give me instructions, as a driving instructor would, and that was helping quite a lot, just driving around like that. And then also what I realized was how I kind of change lanes needlessly, you know. My wife is very like, I need to go in the fastest lane right now. I'd be very happy just to sit in traffic. Like, what are we doing? We're sitting here, we're listening to a podcast or whatever, you know. I'm happy just to sit in traffic rather than find a lot of the time you can just get so excited about finding the quickest lane and, you know, trying to cut halfway across fucking town when you can get the M50 and all your set, you know, shaving off is like 3 minutes. You know, just take a fucking chill pill. So I found, based on her influence, I'd be changing lanes quite a lot, because she'd be there telling me, here, will you not get that, you know, be faster there. So I was realizing I every time that I changed lanes while driving in this kind of like driving test mode, I was kind of locking myself in, or you're in driving test mode, drive as safe as possible. Every time I changed lanes, my observation would be a little bit slow or be a little bit knocked off. And then I thought, you know what? No, I'm not changing lanes. I will not change any fucking lanes when I'm in this driving test. You don't get any bonus points for showing that you're a confident driver who can change lanes. What you'll only get is docked points if you change lanes, you know, improperly. So that was a kind of a mental shift. It was like, all right, I'm not going to do anything outside of specifically what the driving instructor tells me to do, right? And then whatever they do, I'm just going to fucking... Had me hair down and everything swinging back and forth so she could see me looking at each mirror, knocking it into her mouth every time. She was chewing on my hair because I was swinging it so much, you know. I had big fucking Pat Butcher earring with a jingly bell on it, you know. It was attracting cats, you know. Cats were chasing after the car because of how jingly I was from swinging my head. And do you know what else? This is going to sound so insane, but I actually finally got what observation is, like actually looking up the road to see if cars are coming. Every time I've been looking, I realized I've only been looking to look like I'm looking. Do you know what I mean? Does that make any sense? I haven't really been looking to see if there's any cars coming, you know? Like if a car comes, I'll see it. But I haven't really been like looking up to see if up further at the junction, if there's another car about to turn onto the road or, you know, I haven't been looking for cars. I've been looking to see I've been looking at the road and seeing if the road is clear, but I haven't been looking for cars. Do you know what I mean? So as soon as I changed into this kind of, I'm looking to see if any cars are coming, rather than just looking to see if the road is empty, I know that might not sound like much of a difference, that was when that leveled up my observation. Was like, all right, where could a car come from? All right, not there, grand, I'll go, you know? And then we pulled back up to the driving center. She was playing it all coy. Couldn't quite figure it out. And also, she was an absolute master, Flo, right? We'll call her Flo. At little, you know, tapping the iPad at various things, you know. I only really clocked her once or twice, kind of tapping it, you know. And that's all she's doing is just tapping something with her finger, and it's like a fucking dagger through my heart. She's literally just tapping a small little box to tick in like probably some little Excel spreadsheet, you know. There's a grade one, a grade two. And it's a dagger to my heart. And I'm like, I'm taking this fucking personally. How could you do this to me? I thought we were getting on brand new. I thought we were getting on fucking well. You know? But then she played a real coy walking back. And she's like, well, look, congratulations, you have passed. And I was like, oh. You know? And then I tried to swat it up a little bit. I was like, and look, was there anything else I should focus on? Because I'm really keen, you know. I don't even remember what she said. I was like, I don't give a fuck. But I need you to think that I do give a fuck, you know. And then I called Terry and she cried. And I said, wow, Jesus, I didn't realize how invested you were in this. And she's like, it's just the fucking stress. It's over. You know? Like the odd time I might have to pop out to the shop and I just hop in the car, you know. I'm not supposed to be doing that. You know, I'm supposed to have a registered driver in here at all times. So anytime it was always just, anytime I would use the car without a registered driver, it would be a huge source of stress. And it's a hard thing to do because you kind of need to learn how to drive on your own a little bit. You can't be asking people to get in the car every time. I mean, you probably can. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this publicly, you know. But it was a huge source of stress. But you know what I think it really was? And I said this to her later. I was like, I know why you were crying. It's because the last fucking thing you had over me is gone. And you're like Alexander, Terry, I said. Alexander wept for there were no more worlds left to conquer, right? Ozymandias, right? You have nothing on me now. I did all the driving anyway. I drive all the time. On the motorway, not supposed to be, right? Driving to, you know, drive. Where did we drive? We drove up to Ackle. I did that. Wasn't really supposed to. Was not supposed to be on the motorway, you know. I'm doing all the driving, yet still, because I didn't have the license, I wasn't getting the pat on the back for it. You know what I mean? It was like, this is still part of my training, my learning. Right? She's got nothing on me. I mean, she's got everything. She does everything, you know. She looks after the kids. She feeds us, you know. She's kind of the project manager for the whole household. But in terms of this fucking car now, because remember when we go on holidays, and I'd be like, should we rent a car? And she's like, I wouldn't feel comfortable driving on those roads. I'm like, well, I could do it. I was like, well, you can't. Well, no, you can't. And then we'd be beholden to other people. I am going to be scooting around, whipping around little Chica Chiquento now. But I tell you, when you finish something like this, especially something when it's a big faff, you kind of want like, okay, yeah, all right, I get the license. And what? And where is the, you know, the purple gorilla in the hot air balloon to bring me on a fucking LSD tour of the Dublin sky? Do you know what I mean? Like, give me something else. Give me something else. That isn't good enough now, actually. I know we had a deal that if I did all this, you'd give me a license, right? Well, I've done all that, and I want something more now, to be perfectly honest. And now I'm angry somehow. And now I'm angry at how long it's taken, because this doesn't feel good enough for the amount of fucking faff that I put into this. Same thing when we got the gaff, you know? Got a call from the estate agent. Congrats. Money's finally gone through. We have the keys. Great. So you can pick them up. And I'm like, sorry, fucking pick them up. You should be sending them keys in a Hummer. With a bottle of champagne. You should be sending those keys on the talons of a stork to my house. And a stork should do tricks. Made a fucking faff it's taken to get to this point. And how easy it's been for you. Rocking up fucking late. I remember we were looking for a gaff, and we got there early to have a look. It was a viewing day, right? Scheduled, because we obviously fit around the estate agent's schedule, which was great. And the estate agent was like 15 minutes late, pulled up on the path in his Tesla, ran out, oh, sorry, guys, sorry, you know. I'm like, what is he getting, $5,000 on this? Rocket up 15 minutes late, and then just taking the order. This fucking Deliveroo app of a man taking an order and making fucking $5,000. Great work. How did you do it? Oh my God, how did you sell our house? It was worth a lot of money. How did you do it? Oh, it's a really cool trick. I just take the highest offer of the 1,000 people who want it and are desperate and will kill for it. Great. Well, oh my God, you fucking smashed it, man. Rocking up 15 minutes late in his Tesla. Taking $5,000 money for old fucking rope. I know, I'm sure there's other stuff that they do, like not keep a tally of all the bids and not disclose any of the information. I'm sure there's other stuff that they do, you know. And if you can just pick up the keys, fucking hell. Yeah, I will, yeah. And in an envelope as well. In an envelope. What, is that even a cent? Is that even a cent? And I know how much you made. I know how much you made. How the amount of money this person's made on pitting me with another hungry person. And then they're putting the fucking keys in an envelope. Not even a box. Someone I know got a chopping board with the estate agent's name on it, which, again, I would never use, but still. In an envelope. A set of keys. Like, an estate agent is just someone who is like the Joker, just snapping the pool cue and throwing it in front of two people. There you are. And then you come out of it. Look, thanks very much. Thanks very much. Here's $5,000. Here's $5,000 of the money I'm going to be paying for the next 35 years. You can get it. You can get yours up top. The bank doesn't even have theirs yet, but you can get yours up top. I know. If you're an estate agent, do tell me what you do. You know, I have tonsillitis as well, which is actually quite sore. Went from one tonsil to the other. Took its time. Waited for the other one to heal, then moved on to the other one. So that's been pretty annoying. I'm up to me fucking gills on Solbidine as well. Terry thought I was, like, genuinely... I took two Solbidine and my eyes just went fucking red raw. And I felt super high. She's like, have you just done, like, a fucking waterfall? What have you done a bong? I'm like, no, Solbidine. And the recommended daily dose as well, you know? And what's so annoying about Solbidine is, like, I'm already sick. I'm already sick, right? I've got a sore throat. And now I have to do, this fucking rigmarole to get the Solbidine, you know? Hi, can I get Solbidine? Yeah, have you tried? Yes, I have. And what exactly is it? Period. I'm on my period. All right, mate, chill out. Here's your fucking Solbidine, you know? But look, thank you very much for listening to this pod. I fucking think you're great. All the best. Bye-bye.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.